Radio. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God on tonight. We truly thank God for everybody who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank everybody for calling in and tuning in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen, praise God, we will be paying, hallelujah, honor and tribute, amen, praise God, hallelujah, to Bishop Andre Alexis, praise God, who passed on yesterday, praise God, hallelujah. And we just, amen, we're going to play his last sermon, praise God, that he gave, amen, at Care Church Incorporated, praise God, hallelujah. So without further ado, amen, praise God, forever immortalized on film and in audio, Bishop Andrea.
David said, listen,
God.
I was glad when they said to me, let us
go into the house
of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I say, I'm glad when I hear the word of being able to come to the house of the Lord. And we can either hear the word of coming to the house of the Lord, or hear the word of going to other places. Amen?
Amen.
Because everybody wants to take you somewhere, believe me. Somebody wants you to follow down and go somewhere. Come with me to the store, honey. Come with me to the library.
Mm-hmm.
Come with me to the flea market.
Yes.
Everybody wants somebody to go somewhere with them all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to continue our atmosphere of praise and worship.
Yes,
as I give unto God the thanks and honor for today's lovely morning service. Amen. It's been a blessing to see what God has been doing among us, and I'm exuberated by what I've heard. First of all, I'd like to give Elder Vivos thanks for that lovely prayer, and it just reminded me of what I am to do when I come into the house of God.
Amen.
It reminded me that I should open my mouth wide and bring some sacrifices
yes,
of praise unto God.
Amen.
I can't sit there all quiet. God said, give me a sacrifice. I'm not asking for your money. I don't need you to go kill a goat or a lamb. Give me the fruit of your lips. Can
yes,
you do that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, let's do that for the Lord one more time with a big old hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, now let's do it one more time and see who can be the loudest.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you ain't going to beat me. Do it again.
Hallelujah.
I think I won.
Nah, I won.
And when we bring forth our sacrifice of praise, you know, the praise is what God desires. It turns things around in our own personal life. Because, see, sometimes we don't feel like opening our mouths for God. Amen? We don't want it. Hallelujah. We don't want to do nothing. We can stand right next to somebody who's doing a great big hallelujah, and we just look at them. We don't want to do that. Right, because we want to be cool. Or we want to just not do it. I'm in a bad mood. And we want to hold on to our moods and our attitudes instead of giving God the praise.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why we come here, to give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I sure have a lot to say today, and I sure have a little time to say it.
Thank you,
God. Amen.
Amen. That's all right.
I mean, I wish I could get a part two of this situation, but you know what? I'm just gonna believe God for what it is and how it is, and I'm not gonna request anything else. I literally asked, can I preach this weekend? Yeah, I did. I said, Bishop, can I come in? Let me share a message again. I've got something I want to say to people. I've got something I think that ought to be heard. And so I asked the bishop to let me say it again. that all right now?
Amen.
Father, I just thank you right now for letting me say it again. And I just praise you, Lord God, for giving me the opportunity to want to say it again. And I'm so grateful that you have given the love and kindness to your people that we can all come hear it while I say it again. And I'm so glorious. I want to give you the glory. I want to give you the glory as I say it again. So, Father, I thank you right now for being in the midst of our presence as I say it again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, listen, I want to open up a particular verse that we are all familiar with. It's over in St. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 1. Amen. St. John, that's the Gospel of St. John 1 and 1. And it reads as, if you dare say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll give you a second to get there. St. John chapter 1 and 1. If you dare say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got more people there now, so I'm ready to go too. Okay, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We've all shared this verse so many times, but I want you to know that when the writer was writing this particular verse, he had more to express in his exposition than he had to do with anything else. He said, listen, you folks, I want you to know that in the beginning was the Word. And I stop right there. Because what the Word is representing here is eternality and preexistence. Eternity and preexistence. Because we find over in the book of Genesis that in the beginning was the Word. Amen. We find that the Word was God. And so we look at when we see John says, in the beginning was the Word, he talks about eternality and preexistence. And so when you go to the second part, and he says the Word was with God, and I want you to stop right there because he emphasized a part that is there that need to be brought out. He said the Word was with God. In other words, it was equality and it had a personality. You see this?
Mm-hmm.
So when he said that the Word was with God, he's saying this Word had eternality, had equality, and it also had a preexistence and personality.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important for us Christians to understand what the writer here was expressing, because after all, we're the most talked about Christians, or most talked about people, because we serve an invisible God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
So we serve an invisible God. Yeah. And I mean, so therefore, if you know your God is invisible, and everybody else knows that the God you serve is invisible, ain't nothing wrong with being seen talking in your God. Because what? He's just talking to yourself. They probably got something in their ear. You know, today, I mean, they're probably on the cell phone, on the telephone. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with talking to your God.
Amen.
He's invisible. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what? People gonna, you know, talking to himself or whatever. So
yeah.
What?
Amen.
Could be on the cell phone. So what?
Sure do. Amen.
You know, so you got good reasons that you can be free to talk to your God. Okay, and the third part of that, and the Word was with God. So let me put this all together again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. And so this last part of this particular verse, is he emphasized on the essence and the deity of the Word.
Yeah.
It's God. You see, you can't say the Word is not God, and you can't say that the God is not the Word. Because it's the essence and the deity of God. Now, let me put it together again for you and do the exposition. It's the eternity and pre-existence we see in the beginning was the Word. Eternity and pre-existence, and the Word was with God. Equality and personality, and the Word was God. Essence and deity. Amen?
Amen.
Essence and deity. And so we talk a lot about this because we understand as a people of Christian relationship, Christian fellowship, we understand there's a general revelation and we discuss a specific revelation. Amen?
Amen.
And when we talk about general revelation, Gina, we talk about everybody can see the stars, the sun and the moon and the skies and all the mountains, and they can say, oh, there's a God that made these things.
Amen.
Amen. They know that some form of deity has made this thing, and this thing we know as a Christian relationship, Christian fellowship, among us in the Christian language, we call this a general revelation.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And God talk about this general revelation, and for three years over in Romans 8 and 1:19-20, he said, be what it may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, of his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God has given a general revelation to all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Some look at the general revelation and they begin to do things. You know, they look at the tree and they begin to worship the tree. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians look at the clouds and they begin to see clouds and reindeers and all these other things in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still a general revelation from a higher form of intelligence.
Okay.
And that's our God. He's the highest form of all intelligence. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this highest form of all intelligence has given us a general revelation. Now, what's so special about this general revelation is that no one can deny there's a higher power.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
No one can deny that. Indians, pilgrims, whoever, really, whatever race, you can't deny there's a higher power. But in this general revelation, there was no specific private revelation. Now, God did something different here because he gave a private revelation. What do I mean by private revelation? I would ask you all to start throwing out answers, but I'm not going to do that. Just think about that. Oh, he gave also the general revelation to what we're discussing, but there's also a private revelation. Now, let me get to a private revelation. A private revelation was when God came to Israel and said, Israel, I'm giving you these laws. I'm giving you all these commandments and demands, instructions on how you are to live. And now all this land that don't know me, I'm going to reveal myself only to you, Israel. And so God did and gave Israel all his laws and all his commandments, and that's how we got all the instructions. And that came through a private revelation. Now, it was so private that in all the scriptures, he kept hidden a bit of information that was soon exposed, that would be exposed to the whole world. But it would only come through a private form. So this thing that God took and he hidden through the scriptures for all these years in the private revelation, it was that he was going to bring forth a son, and his son was going to bring forth salvation for all mankind.
Okay. Amen.
But all of the world couldn't receive this information because it was given in private.
Mm-hmm.
It was given in private. It was given to all those that came unto the faith. It was given unto this thing called belief. Believe. And so all this in private interpretation, all this in private in scriptures was given now unto all the Israelites, but it began to open unto all those who believe.
Okay.
Believe. Because this was the faith that would took that to activate the love and care and put you in the boundaries and the embracing of God. Because those that believe, that come into God, must believe, and He is a rewarder of all those who believe. And so all the Gentiles began to hear about this thing that was written in the private. And now it's beginning to be exposed to the Gentiles and to the pagan world, and they began to believe. And God, being the loving God that He is, He heard the belief of the Gentile nation, and He turned to the Gentile nation and began to choose them and bring them unto Himself. And so therefore the Gentiles was in convert to God through their belief. They begin to believe. And so God found the people who was not a people, and now they are become the people of God, and we have become chosen just like the Israelites, because we have faith and we believe.
Amen.
And we believe and believe. And we just like the Israelites, we were bad, wicked, full of all mischief, all sorts of encumbrance of evil. We done all that and still do all that. But when we repent and turn out to God and cry out to God and just believe that He is the one that will cleanse us from all our sins. And He said to us, He's given us His word on it. We have seen time and time again He do not lie, and we've seen that He do not lie if we just confess our sins. That He is faithful, He is just to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, time and time again, we hear the same scripture, we hear the same things. We're like children, have to be beat upside the head with the same things if we just believe. Now, some of us need to hear it over and over again, because sometimes we're in our life, we're down and we're downtrodden, and things are looking very shabby, and so we need a word, and that word may come, and it turns into like an apple of gold in a silver pitcher. It is so on time. Oh my God, I needed to hear that this morning. Sister, you heard that word 10,000 times already. Oh, but I needed it today.
That's right.
I needed it today.
Amen.
You see, we never know where one is at. And so we should never take for granted, well, I'm not going to say that because they've heard that so many times before. But I'm telling you, that thing that you're holding back and don't want to say may be the thing that saves somebody's soul.
Amen.
For the day. It may be the very thing that stops somebody to go in and get a bottle of alcohol or lighten up and run.
Yeah.
It may be the very thing from calling up a rotten boyfriend, stop you from calling a rotten boyfriend or a terrible girlfriend, mm-hmm. or cheating or whatever the situation may
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
So what I'm really saying to you is speak the word of God. Be bold as you speak it, even though somebody heard it over and over and over.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's all right.
I want to say so many things today. My heart is full on wanting to say so many things today. But I can't say so many things today. I can say some things today. And as Proverbs, the author of Proverbs did, he sought out to seek to grab the proper things to bring before a precious people, that they may receive something nourishing for their souls. Mm-hmm. And so I have an excerpt here out of 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'm sorry, that's the wrong scripture. This is the good one, that's why I can't get to it. Be patient with me, saints of God.
Amen.
Right now, pray me through as I fumble through my pages.
Thank you.
Just to bring the proper thing. Standing in front of my eyes, and my eyes are in these glasses on. I think I paid $2.50. Or either some. Oh no, Sister Edith brought these to me while I was in the hospital, so I can read them. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful.
Amen.
It says in Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read you something. The writer writes, at the beginning of a flight training, a student flies with an instructor by his side. He flies over familiar terrain and in perfect weather. All his decisions are based on sight, but at the end, when the student pilot receives his instrument rating, he has to learn to fly by himself over unfamiliar terrain and in total darkness. He has to learn to trust not his sight, but his instruments, his compass, his altimeter, his airspeed, his radar. He has learned to fly blind. Just as a flight instructor's ultimate goal is to see his student get his instrument rating, so the father in Proverbs has the same goal for his son. What is the spiritual, which is the spiritual equivalent of his instrument rating? It is trusting in the Lord, not in one's own understanding. Every parent, teacher, and leader knows his prodigy will one day encounter darkness, storms, unfamiliar terrain in life. The key to their graduation and promotion is learning to live by faith and not by sight. Flying blind in life doesn't mean closing your eyes. It means keeping them on the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. I thought that was so interesting when I came across that particular passage of information. I like how he said, and he used the equivalent. He said, you know, the writer of Proverbs, he wanted his son to learn how to fly by faith and walk by faith, not by sight. Mm-hmm. And he says the only way we can do that is to keep our eyes on Jesus. Can I ask you to participate with me for a second? How hard has that
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on today. Hallelujah, amen. That was, amen, part one. Hallelujah. Bishop Alexis' last message given. Hallelujah, at Care Church. Hallelujah, Incorporated. Amen. Praise God. We thank God tonight for the word. Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines. If we have any testimonies, any prayer requests at this time, hallelujah, we will be taking them at this time as we open up the phone lines. Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight?
Can you hear me, old Scribble?
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
This is Bailey. How you doing, man?
Amen. This is Bailey. Oh, Bishop Bailey, how you doing, brother?
Hey. How is everybody faring?
Amen. Bless in Jesus' name.
I know you probably can't hear my head said it's not all that good. So I'm going to try something different. Let me try this.
Can you hear me a little better?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We hear you loud and clear.
I just wanted to say I love that message that our Bishop Alexis was given there. And I love how he just went into the illustration of the pilot and how we need to, as Christians, we need to keep faith, our faith and our eyes on God, like a pilot needs to keep his eyes on his screen. What I love about it is this right here. Just like a pilot, at any time, things can change. And because
Amen.
It changes, it means we have to change with it.
Amen.
And we have to trust God that when it changes, that the faith that we have in our God, that he's going to lead us in the right way. That's why I love Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust the Lord with all thy heart, lean not on thine own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall be your radar. He shall be your compass. He shall be your light in the darkest hour of your life. Because he knows, and he can, and he is able. I just want to say that God bless y'all. I'm going to keep y'all always. I'm going to just be quiet and listen from now.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you, Bishop Bailey, on tonight. Praise God on tonight. It's a blessing to hear from you. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We've had a wonderful time. Hallelujah. In the Lord on tonight. I, of course, love that message delivered by none other than our very own Bishop Andre Alexis. Hallelujah. As we mentioned earlier, he passed away yesterday. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God. Hallelujah for the time that we got with Bishop Alexis. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you will tune in on Sunday night, praise God, we will be following up, hallelujah, with another message from Bishop of Lexus, praise God, as we pay tribute and honor his life and legacy, praise God. So we just thank God for each and every person who called in, hallelujah, and tuned in on tonight, everybody out there listening on Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Hallelujah. Excuse my voice. Hopefully the next time you hear me on Sunday, amen, I'll be sounding a little bit better than this. But we thank God for each and every one of you who tuned in tonight. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and pray out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your presence on the line on tonight. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the word that you delivered through Bishop Alexis, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for Bishop Alexis and the work you did through him and how you impacted our lives through him, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And we continue to praise and magnify your name. Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit comfort the Alexis family on tonight. Hallelujah. As they deal with their loss and they deal with their grief, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to magnify you. And we just want to praise your name. And as we leave this line, but never from your presence, we pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us until we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we all love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on The Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Everybody have a blessed night.
Jealous of the rain that falls upon your skin, it's closer than my hands have been. I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes. It's closer than your shadow. Oh, I'm jealous of the wind. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. Jealous of the nights that I don't spend with you. I'm wondering who you lay next to. Oh, I'm jealous of the night. I'm jealous of the love. Love that wasn't here, gone for someone else to share. Oh, I'm jealous of the love. I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. As I sing, thank you. in the sand. Watch you slip through my hands. Oh, as I die here another day, cause all I do is cry behind